Welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. This is where we are going to document our journey on everything partnership in love and in business. We are not holding anything back, guys. So if you want to learn about online marketing and what goes on in an everyday life of a husband and wife, making these two things work together, make sure you follow us. And guess what? Everything's gonna be all right and okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. I am Krista.
I'm Ed. Hi.
And today we have an amazing guest with us today. His name is Roman Lacknuk. He is from Edmonton. He lives in our city. He was born in Ukraine. And this guy is going to hold the title for being the youngest person that we've had on our podcast. I actually invited him to come on our podcast because he's got his hands in all kinds of things, you know, entrepreneurial, and I've been watching him on LinkedIn. He is a business student at the U of A in his third year. He does work with Turnip Homes in their marketing department. He's going to be managing hiring a team of 30 people for sales reps to go door to door. And he's also involved in, I mean, so many things, but I guess I'll let him tell you because I'm going to just be talking too long here. So Roman, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for the introductions. This is really great. I'll explain what I do so the audience knows.
Absolutely.
My plans. So aside from Turnip and university, I'm also involved with a career consulting firm out of San Francisco. The name is OneSulting. What we do with OneSulting is we help students to get into the job, like the dream jobs they want to have. So we actually target students in non-traditional backgrounds and non-traditional schools who don't have the same opportunities as some other students to getting jobs. So we show them the different ways they can use LinkedIn and social media to, you know, to find these jobs. So that would be the summary of what I do. And through OneSulting, the way we help students is through presentations, resources, webinars, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things that you do use a lot and you're very active on is LinkedIn. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about that and how that's going for you? It looks like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a great journey for the last year. You know, to make it a little bit more fun and more of a story, I'll tell you how it all started.
Yeah.
So about a year ago, I saw on social media an entrepreneur in his early 20s, he's 21, who was just killing it. In the business world, he was on the news, he was all over social media, you know, very impressive. And I was just really curious to meet him. And when I met him, you know, I learned that he actually leveraged LinkedIn a lot to grow his ventures, right? And over the next year, I met a lot of people in their 20s in different places in Canada, the States, who have done great things, started companies, you know, started different movements, a lot of different things. And they all use LinkedIn. So they share two things in common: being young, being successful, actually three, and using LinkedIn. So, you know, I wanted to get all those three. So my first step was to, you know, start exploring LinkedIn. And so I just went on the website, built my, you know, my profile, and I just looked and explored for the next year, not really knowing what to do. However, in the next year, by building a successful personal brand, right? So creating content and just effectively communicating my story, I was able to land mentors. I was able to land internship opportunities, job opportunities, deals in marketing for consulting on LinkedIn. I wouldn't say friends, but, you know, finding allies in different places. So not just building a network in Edmonton, but in different places all at the same time. So that's been my journey so far. And, you know, it's been really fun.
Yeah. So you've been kind of interviewing like students or younger people for like 5 minutes or so. Like, it looks like you're having a lot of good, you know, kind of feedback and stuff with that. Our daughter just walked by, so I'm like, where are you going? I wanted to just talk about quickly, like, different platforms, because obviously I'm a huge, you know, advocate for online marketing and building a brand online, right? And building a personal brand. And there's so many people who sometimes try to go deep on all the platforms, but what you end up doing is you're just barely, you know, making a presence on any one. And I, like, people have their favorites, right? Like, there's Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or LinkedIn or whatever. And I would say that, you know, you have to pick one and you have to kind of master it and go deep on there and know where your audience is, right? So I'm guessing that LinkedIn is your platform that you've been mastering for the last year. I also know that you recently went to Ukraine to visit family and you did a presentation there as well. Who did you do that presentation for? And it was all about LinkedIn, but what exactly are you teaching them? Like, how to use LinkedIn to leverage their skills?
Yeah. So I'll talk about that. And, you know, LinkedIn is my main platform. And so me focusing on one platform and me doing presentations has a huge correlation. You know, so a lot of people that focus on different platforms and they never become good enough at one. What I've done is I actually focus on just one. So now I can actually talk on, you know, explaining how I use LinkedIn, because I'm focusing so much on one platform. In Ukraine, I did a presentation for students. So there's an organization, it's a student hub where they invite speakers, they host webinars for students, yeah. So offer different resources. Mm-hmm. And I messaged one of my old friends in Ukraine. I said, I'm coming to Ukraine for 2 weeks. This is what I'm doing now. Let me know if you want me to present somewhere. So she went on and she talked to people and someone invited me to do the presentation. And what my presentation was about mainly was how a student in Ukraine can still build relationships with people, let's say at Google, yeah. while being in Ukraine.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And that's the power. That's the power mm-hmm. of social media, or LinkedIn especially. I mean, that's where the CEO, the owners of these businesses are. I mean, obviously there's a right and a wrong way to use it. I really hate getting spammed with messages on mm-hmm. there. but anyways, we'll link your at the end of this, how people can get in touch with you. And I'd encourage anybody to go and just, you know, watch and see what you're doing anyways, or if there's anything you could ever help them with.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of importance to one thing that you brought up, which is from diving into this one platform and fostering relationships, the mentorship side of it, right? The opportunity and the people, the pool you're swimming in. Like Krista said, a lot of like CEOs, CFOs, CTO, like people that are kind of A and B executives, they all see an importance in being on LinkedIn, and you're going on there and connecting with them, right? There's less filter. It's not like going into a business, knocking on the door, which we'll talk about later, and saying, hey, can I talk to the CEO, right? I know. Yeah. I've had experiences over the years where I would message somebody on LinkedIn and they're like, you know what, in any other way of trying to connect, it would be a lot harder to get a hold of me. I remember, mm-hmm. a successful business owner that I was trying to connect with mm-hmm. and how easy it was on LinkedIn. So I wanted to bring that up as an important part. Sorry.
Yeah, I want to say something very, very, very interesting here. So what you talked about right now is how you're able to connect with people on LinkedIn, right? It's easier. Well, think about it this way. Back, let's say 100 years ago, in order for you to expand your business, you had to expand your network. Mm-hmm. And the way we would do it is you would go to different networking events and let's say expose yourself to 30 people. Mm-hmm. Well, out of 30 people, you're only going to talk to about 5 people, right? Mm-hmm. You're not talking to everyone. Yeah. And out of 5 people, you might connect with one person. Mm-hmm. Well, on LinkedIn, you're actually able to use filters to find people in your city with the specific criteria, let's say, you know, a person in the car industry, person with specific education that you have in common, and actually be able to target these people effectively and quicker without having to step outside of your house, your room.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can leverage that a lot quicker too, for sure. So I want to ask you a question just about, I see you have like post-it notes and stuff all over your wall. And I love that. Like we have actually, if you look at any of our walls, the same stuff, like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, there's brain dumps on there. Are there any secrets on your walls that we should know about? Should I be zooming in? No, I'm just kidding. What is your...
Sorry.
I have some glasses.
What is your, or do you even know? I'm just curious. Like you're taking business in school. Like what is your vision, or do you have an idea of what it is that you want to do when you're done?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, and I hope that students listen to the entire thing so they don't make decisions on what I say right now. I'm not in school my goal is not to graduate, not the degree. I might get it, maybe I won't. You know, that's not a goal that I have. For me, the reason I'm in university is because it's a hub to explore. So for example, right, like when I look at, so I will answer the question why what I want to be doing, but when you look at many students, they come to university to get the degree, or you have students who left school to do something different, right? I think one of the things that both groups are missing is realizing they can just explore university. You know, there's no specific goals university you have to set. You can simply come and explore science, engineering, you know, all these different fields, and just start to realize like how powerful society is and how much diversity we have that we can leverage to just do stuff, create things. So my goal university is just to explore and to leverage the community aspect, right? So first I want to explore. And as I'm exploring, now I've figured out to some extent how I can become a part of this community as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
That's becoming really very clear. Now, in terms of goals outside of university, my goals are to build organizations, run communities. I just really like the whole aspect of leadership and getting group of people and, you know, as a group together and separately getting something done, right? So while I'm in school, I'm already working on that by doing sales, by doing consulting presentations, right? And that sweet moment where I get too occupied with my goals that I'm working on outside of school, I might just have to be out of school. I might come back, maybe not, but who knows?
Okay. So you're so smart. You're so smart. Now I want to sign up for university. I feel like I need to go now. I never really had an inkling to do that, but now I'm like, oh my gosh, no. No, but that's a great way to look at it. Where do you get your mindset? Like, first of all, how old are you?
20.
20.
You're not supposed to ask how old somebody is.
Not when you're young, it's okay. You're 20. Okay. So
see, I think a lot of people
where do you get your mindset? Like, did you think like this when you were young, would you say? Or are there people in your life who have kind of helped you to get to this point? Just to have the outlook that you have at your age is very inspiring to me.
Well, like in terms of like, where do I think it came from? I don't have a definite answer. I have some theories of, you know, how I started thinking this way. Like I do remember myself being grade one and already setting little goals, like goals, right? So I don't know where
that. What are your goals in grade one?
Honestly, it's funny because actually a lot of them.
To finish grade one?
No, it was actually to move to the States or Canada. Like, I don't know. I was watching a lot of videos, Justin Bieber, and I said, I have to be that place, right? I mean, I think right now, just in this moment, I had this idea. I think it's because when I was a kid, there wasn't enough moments to block my creativity. Right? So I think with a lot of kids, at some point, they start to think creatively, they block themselves. And I don't think I've ever had that moment.
Yeah.
Right? So always expanded my ideas, my creativity. In terms of mentors, I mean, I wanted to bring up two things, mentors and critical thinking. Mm-hmm. When what I have that's a little different is I like to think critically, like critical thinking a lot. Mm-hmm. Even though we make emotions emotionally, but you know, we analyze things logically. So with everything I do, I analyze things. So for example, if you look at my wall in the back, like over there, I actually have a little map that summarizes like my priorities in life. Like how is it all correlated? So one part of it is using logic to understand how do I get from point A to B. Mm-hmm. So for example, let's say someone wants to be a public speaker. Mm-hmm. And they think that in order to be a public speaker, they have to learn to speak well and be a great communicator. But that's just a part of it, right? A lot of people, because they don't think, they don't apply critical thinking, they don't realize that they also have to build brand equity. They have to build a story. They have to build a community, all these things, right? So I think logic helped me a lot with just being in this flow of like always doing things. Mm-hmm. And mentors, right? Through logic, I realized I had to have the right people around me, right? Every year I come back from doing sales, mm-hmm. right? Every time I come back, I will always spend my time with different people. Every summer I come back, my circle changes a little bit.
Yeah.
And what's funny, actually, I actually start to look for more people that will impact me in a good way.
Awesome.
And that's probably dropping a bomb right there, because I think a lot of people don't think about that. Who can I connect with or find that's a mentor and help elevate you or impact you as well as impacting them, right? The fulfillment side.
It's huge. Like that is huge.
Yeah. I would say it gives me flashbacks of some of the mentors I've had over my lifespan where, halfway through the mentorship, I realized I was being mentored by somebody, and it's on their goodwill and love and whatever. And then to be able to actually acknowledge it and, be grateful for it. Right. Mm-hmm. I think you're light years ahead. And I also it's like a lot of people that go into university, it's like, okay, I know I have to get through this 4 years and I need to memorize this and this and this. And you're looking at it from a completely creative perspective and a strategic perspective. And it's a great message to share with other students to go, whoa, wait a minute. There's this huge opportunity that's probably flying by because I'm just trying to wade through the memorizing of the content so that I can, get my degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I want to contribute to what you just said about creativity and students, right? This is a creative idea here on getting jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So you have students who want to work for, let's say for LinkedIn as an example. That's what I'm doing a lot. And a typical student will say, okay, so what do? I have to apply for it. I have to build my resume. Well, you could think about it from a completely different perspective. You don't have to work for LinkedIn to work for them. You can already help them out in some way without having to be employed. So for example, mm-hmm. in the last year, I've been doing a lot of my presentations that help LinkedIn in many ways, mm-hmm. right? Their mission. And if we had more time, we'll go into the specifics of what I'm doing with LinkedIn. But what I'm doing through my presentations and more can actually land me a job.
Yeah.
And no one thinks about that side. Like, what can I do outside of applying to get a job? Like promoting the company.
Yeah, and you're using, the platform anyways, so why wouldn't you? One of the things that I learned just with, things like the same thing you're talking about, but also it's also affiliate marketing type stuff, right? A lot of people sometimes are like, okay, well, I can't do that because whatever, but it's like, no, like, you're looking at it differently. Like, you're using the products, you're wearing the clothes, you're, buying the courses or doing whatever. Why wouldn't you try to get, if it's something you believe in or mm-hmm. love, like, trust, whatever, it's working for you. Like, why wouldn't you share that? It's a win for mm-hmm. you. It's a win for them. And then, proximity is power, right? Then you get recognized in a sense, in another way, where they're like, yeah, okay, like, this guy's amazing, and hey, we need him or her. So I love your perspective on that. Mm-hmm. I kind of knew where you were going with it, because I remember talking with you a little bit about it before. I think when I saw you last time, and I was like, I love that you're thinking that way, you know?
And I love how you're taking all these layers. You've got the school, but you're taking it from a different angle completely. Then you've got the startup that you're working with that you're doing marketing, but maybe even tell us about, like, it's, you're being fearless when you mentioned about the door to door, like this summer, you're spending time, you're going to hire a team in the security industry and spend the summer doing door to door sales, which is.
But he just did that, didn't you? Yeah. You went, yeah.
Well, this year is going to be completely different. My first two summers. So the way it works is 4 months at a time. We leave our home and we just go door to door, move towns every week, work for commission, right? So I spent two summers already doing it. This summer, I'm going to be responsible for taking, you know, a group of people, and I'm saying it's going to be 30, but you know, that group will drop most likely, you know, not most people don't stay in the summer. It's not a job, but this summer is going to be different because I will be responsible for a group of people who've never done sales to go into something so difficult and come out of it as a different person, a bigger person, right? Yeah. And talk about being fearless, right? So the way I want to start that is with something very simple, right? I look at fear in a simple way. So we have this inner chatter, inner dialogue, right? That tells us, hey, you should be afraid of this. You know, this is the moment where you should be anxious. Right. And it's always going on. Like, that's what people do. I try and step outside of it and just, you know, how, like, let's say if you have your parents tell you what to do, and sometimes you can just sit in the room and totally zone out.
It's been a while, but yeah.
Yeah. So
I have kids that I do that with, sure.
So talk about fear in a way. I try to zone out when I'm having all this internal dialogue. I just zone out, step outside of it, and just go and do stuff. So for example, this summer, I'm going to be a manager together with my friend Greg, and a part of me wants to be nervous. It makes sense to be nervous because I have to put money into the summer before I get anything back, and it's all commission. It's difficult. I just try to ignore that part. I just try and just do stuff and make it work instead of focusing on the fear. Yeah. It's there. I just don't listen to it enough. That makes sense.
Yeah. And you have to.
And what's the difference between fear and excitement? I just want to pivot that thought process. A lot of people talk about fear. It's like, okay, I'm getting a bit sweaty. I'm getting excited, anxious, you know, versus being excited about doing something and a challenge, right?
I think for me, the biggest difference is the internal dialogue, because I feel like fear and excitement can be felt the same in your body. But in terms of, like, mentally, different people interpret that feeling different. So one person will interpret it as fear, another person interprets it as excitement. For example, one person going through the summer this year will interpret it as the hardest thing in their life. Another person will look at it as an adventure.
Yeah.
The funnest adventure of their entire life.
Yeah.
So, okay, I've done door-to-door sales.
Okay.
Right? And it's not easy. Or
do you want to join having, his team?
Yeah. Why don't you join his team? There we go, Krista.
I don't like taking no for an answer.
Yeah.
I would not be good at that.
No. Leave, Krista, leave. No. it's one thing when you get to the point where you're seasoned and you kind of go, okay, I'm gathering information, I'm connecting with somebody. I think they truly could benefit from what I have. And have that dialogue going on in your brain so that when you're going to see them, it's hard to translate that to other people. I know I've had, you know, salespeople that worked for me, and it was a struggle for them to do the door-to-door sales stuff, going and knocking on a door from a B2B standpoint. So do you have any tips that you can give us, some tricks that you're using, the things that you're thinking about that you're going to mentor the new staff that you have for the summer
when it comes to sales?
Yeah.
For me, I always follow in terms of having people make a new decision, like a brand new decision. For example, in this case, the decision for them will be going from normal communication style to a communication style where you're committed to a specific outcome, right? That's a commitment that someone has to make. It's a decision. So for me, I think it all starts with building an understanding in people of the relationship between sales and their personal goals. Mm-hmm. So for example, instead of The people that I'm working with right now who want to do the summer with me, instead of telling them to do A, B, C, right now I'm focused on understanding their psychology. Like, what are they up to? What are their interests? What are they afraid of? What's the one thing they want to do but have never done but would love to do it? I want to understand everything about the people I'm going to be working with, so we can actually leverage all of that by linking it to sales. Mm-hmm. So using sales as a way to actually take all of their internal needs and skills and everything, and using sales as a way to empower that
yeah.
in the long run. So building a long-term vision in relationship to each person individually.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, if you can knock on a door and feel like every door is an investment into your well-being throughout your entire life, you're going to be very careful with knocking that door.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. That's great leadership as well, by the way, right? To understand them and what motivates them and how to inspire them to do that. That's awesome.
It's all mindset. You're going to a door and it's an opportunity, or is it a chore? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, if you can shift those two, that's huge.
Yeah. So I love it.
And they're just saying no right now, right?
Or objecting to what they don't understand, really.
That's it. That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. It's funny, is when I worked in the summer, sometimes I would meet people and they would say no already, but we just made friends. So I just listened. We just talked. And out of nowhere, they gave me some sort of information where I figure out they have a specific problem that can be solved with my product.
Yeah.
And it makes perfect sense. So at that point, it's like, I don't have to sell them. So there's a problem, there's a solution. That's simple.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're an ambitious guy. Love it.
I know. That's why I was like, oh my gosh, Roman, we need Roman on here. So what would you, I know we've kind of jumped all over the place, but I'm enjoying this conversation with you and just hearing your perspective. So what would be like one tip or suggestion that you can share with us in regards to, you know, like for yourself, I guess, because your focus seems to be more maybe the younger generation, right? And also filling the gaps between, let's say, education and businesses or entrepreneurship and that kind of stuff. What is like a tip or advice or something that you want everybody to know? Like that some days you just feel like if you could like have a megaphone and everybody was listening to you, what is the message that you would want to share?
You know, as you were, you know, asking me this question here, I had a lot of different thoughts in my mind. I was thinking different ideas, and I want to give a few tips that came to my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, pick which best one. Number one, that's just out of myself, is being very creative in the way we pursue our goals. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at the most conventional way of achieving a goal, stepping completely outside of it and maybe exploring something completely different. So for example, if you want to fix your car, maybe you don't need to be looking at your car the entire time. Maybe go for a walk and you'll notice something, you know, in nature that might give you an idea of what you could do to fix your car. Very random analogy, but for example, when I'm doing LinkedIn, I'm actually leveraging my skills from door-to-door sales, mm-hmm. right? I'm also leveraging my skills from my family, just talking to my parents. Every skill that we build is transferable across anything. Yeah. So you know what? Actually, I'm going to keep it at this tip, so you don't have to talk about other stuff. So that would be my main tip. Just always looking to transfer information from different sources to your problem, and not just one source. For example, I'm practicing right now on the side digital marketing a little bit, mm-hmm. just for fun to explore it. So the conventional route is what you do is you buy courses, you take courses for, let's say, 6 months, maybe less, and then you go and look for your first client. Once you found them, you do the work. Well, I did something completely different. In the long run, I built a network of different people. And so when I made the decision to explore marketing, I just phoned one of my friends. And my friend said, hey, I'll coach you for free because I want to be a coach. I've done the agency business, I'll coach you, right? So instead of buying a course, I just looked for people who could coach me.
Yeah.
In exchange for my services. Well, in my case, I can help him to find more students in the long run, expand his business. So taking that creative approach to transfer ideas from one place to another, that would be my biggest tip, I would say.
Yes. No, that's a great tip. And not to limit yourself on, you know, one thing or one way, especially in today's day and age. Like, opportunity is right at our hands. Knowledge, everything is right at our fingertips. Yeah. And the platforms that we have is like free, free marketing and advertising, really.
And it kind of sounds like you're in university, but I would argue and say that like 50 or 75% of what you're learning is self-education. You're learning school or tips, networking, sales, all of this is you on your journey. You're not just depending on one area for your future, which I think is the right ingredients for success.
Well, one of the things too that we've really learned, and obviously I know like you're aware of this, like we said, you're obviously well, you know, ahead of your years, but you know, mentors and finding those people, they can take, you know, a decade and condense it into a day, right? So it's awesome that you're also, you know, experimenting and putting your hands in all of these things and actually doing it, because you're really staying ahead of the market as well. So not only are you building your community within, you know, the university, but, you know, like when you step out of that, when you do have your business or multiple businesses or whatever business would be lucky to have you on board, you already have the hard part done, which is, you know, people who know, like, and trust you, right?
So huge. You know, that's huge. I mean, you mentioned mentors. One of the things that I realize about mentors is, let's say if you take someone, let's say I'm 20 and there's someone who's 40 who's running a business at a scale where I want to be running a business when I'm 40, for example.
Yeah.
Well, some people will meet those mentors and think that, oh, I already know everything because they read books.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is mentors, they've been through so much experience that they can identify things that books can't tell you.
Yes.
Mentors, they can literally look at you, listen to you, and based on what you say or the way you look, figure out the next best step that you should take.
And save you from all the mistakes that happen along the way. But you don't know unless you go through it, right?
You have to trust them, because it's so easy to say, oh, I know everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you just step away and say, I don't actually know much. This person has been through 20 extra years of life.
Yeah.
20 extra years, they had the opportunity to learn at least 1% more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it goes back to how you're going to have this team and you're going to teach them how to sell the product. You've already done it. You've seen the objections. You've learned the pitfalls, the things that are a struggle to doing that type of business. And you're going to share that knowledge with everybody, and they'll be that much further ahead. So.
Yeah. It's big time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love it. So Roman, question for you.
Okay.
We want to know, what is your superpower?
My superpower?
Yeah. What's your superpower?
I think that my superpower would be being very curious. I think that's my superpower. And, you know, by being curious, what I mean is always looking to learn more and explore more. Not learn specifically, but to explore. Right? I see a lot of power in just exploring. I think that sometimes instead of working hard, if we just go and observe what's going on around us, we can actually pick up a lot more information and make a lot more progress. So for example, to talk about LinkedIn, instead of, you know, going to taking courses and just focusing on like the conventional ways, I had the opportunity to be a part of an event in Cologne and San Francisco, where I paid for it out of my own expense, just go and be part of it. And because I was so curious, it was a no-brainer for me to go and check it out.
Yeah.
So I think my curiosity overrides all the objections that my mind might have.
Yeah. No, that's a great superpower. I haven't heard that one yet.
Can I'm drawing a parallel because Krista's a lot like that. She's very curious, constantly learning. And there is a stage that a lot of people get into where they potentially stop learning. Like, I think at one point I was like, yeah, I got this. I know what the playbook, I know what I'm doing. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, the game's changing.
There's a better way.
There's better ways. Like, what are you doing? You know, and then going, no, I know what I'm doing. And then going through that process and going, wow, the more you're learning, the more you realize how little you know. So it's about the journey. It's about curiosity. So if I've picked up a habit that I've tried to do is be as curious as Krista. I'm still not there, but.
With you guys, it's just, you know, I want to say myself that it's very impressive. Like, I can see the curiosity expressed in everything you do because you're taking such a different innovative approach. Mm-hmm. And what's really impressive to me is that you built a network over the years of friends, acquaintances, right, who might not necessarily be moving in the same way as you are, but within all of that, you still found a way to be curious and try something new. I find that very impressive. It's very rare.
Aww, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I love learning new things. I'm so interested in people, right? And their minds and, you know, what makes them tick and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, you know, we're in business and stuff. So that always fascinates me too. And that's why we started the podcast as well, is I wanted to be able to talk to other entrepreneurs and, you know, or entrepreneurial mind people just to like get more of it and be like, okay, because we all have very similar things in common, right? And a lot of times it's a lot of the stuff that you talked about, like we have this different way of viewing the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel normal. So I have to find my people, you know, and this is how we chose to do it. I just love it. I love sharing people's stories. And like I said, I've always been very impressed with you and what you're doing, you know, being online. I've seen the stuff you're doing and it's like, you're consistent. Your message is clear. You're very authentic, which I think is another thing that's very important. I don't think people don't mean to not be authentic, mm-hmm. but I think that the world is kind of tired of that bullshit. Do you know what I mean? And sorry. Oh, you don't want me to say that on my show?
100%. No, I was going to say that's 100%.
Yeah.
Even the content on social media expresses that same thing. Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, the only content we won't get tired of is storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right.
Absolutely.
And it's like selling without selling, really. Yep. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good your product or your service is. People are usually buying you mm-hmm. or a brand, or do you know what I mean? So that's the important thing about it. It's like it transpires. Anyways.
It's kind of like, you know, the whole thing someone just said, it's like your head will follow your heart. So if you're authentic and they connect with you, they're more likely to buy or to want to do business with you or want to throw opportunities your way, right? You've connected with them on that level.
Yeah. And one thing we were just on a training and as he was talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, there's this line that they gave us. And I'm going to share it with you because it really stood out to me. And I think you get this, but it just takes me back to like the door-to-door sales, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't consider myself a salesperson at all. But then once I started doing, you know, what I'm doing, I'm like, actually, I am. I'm just mm-hmm. not in the way that I told myself. Because
yeah.
I always thought, oh, if you're a salesperson, then you're like pushy and mm-hmm. dirty. Like, I don't know what, that's the story I told myself, which is crazy, right? Yeah. So anyways, the line here was that your confidence must trump their uncertainty.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's huge.
Isn't that powerful?
Well, it is, because if you're not confident enough, if you're less confident about what you're presenting than they are, why would they even buy from you? Why would they even listen to you?
Yeah. Or trust right. you? Right. So that's something to be said, but also like there's, you know, power in obviously in how you carry yourself and the message, right? Because people see through that. So yeah, I just wanted to share it with you because I was like, oh, I wrote it down and that was a good one. I haven't even had time to digest the training we were just on, but I'm like, confidence must trump their uncertainty.
Yeah. And let's face it, everything, the pen I have in my hand, the computer I'm on, the stickies that you have on your wall, your bedspread, whatever it may be, it's somebody sold it to somebody, mm-hmm. right? That's yeah. the power.
Some crazy entrepreneur created it and all their family and friends told them they were crazy.
They're like, I don't want to write on paper on the desk any longer. I want to have a big one on the wall with felt markers, right?
Anyways, yeah.
that's the truth for sure.
Right? So what you're doing is forging forward. I love it. So
it's awesome. Well, I know you're already impacting lives and I love that you're teaching when you said, you know, in Ukraine, you were teaching them that they can, you know, get a job anywhere, even though they're there as well, right? Or anybody. I think that's amazing mm-hmm. that you're even doing that because people don't know what they don't know, right? And one thing that I feel like I've struggled with is because I'm so like a creative thinker and an innovator type of a thing that I for a long time had a hard time understanding why people didn't think like me. Like I would get frustrated and be like, but it's common sense. Like I don't understand. Right. Then I realized, okay, I need to step back and maybe it's my ego a little bit. And then I started being more like, okay, you know what? That's actually a superpower for me to be able to think this way and realize that that's why it's important for, you know, people like you to be out there and communicating and sharing your message because people don't know what they don't know. Do you know what I mean? So you're helping them even just, yeah. even online, the thing that is so cool to me and fascinating is that people don't always like or share, like you don't even really know who you're impacting or like who's watching you. Do you know what I mean? And the ripple effect on that.
No, it's because, yeah, you get the views. I mean, that happened to me before. I think I got a message from a student like last year who was, he was just grateful for the resource I was offering on LinkedIn. And he never once liked my videos.
Yeah.
Never knew he was even watching me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And I've had many things like that too. And I remember mm-hmm. being like, whoa, that's what I'm saying about the impact, right? Where I'm very passionate about, I know it's hard for people to put themselves out there, right? Mm-hmm. Some people are not comfortable with video and all that, but I'm becoming more and more passionate about people. Like, it's not about you. It's not actually about you at all. Like, if you are feeling called to serve and to impact people, mm-hmm. you need to put yourself around and remember and focus on what you're working on and do it for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
it's cool.
Did he freeze on us? Yeah.
Are you there?
Hey.
Roman.
What's up?
Roman.
What's going on?
Roman. It did?
Are you nervous? Oh no, it's frozen.
I know.
Okay. All right. We are back. We had a little bit of a Wi-Fi problem there, mm-hmm. but everything's good now. So welcome back, Roman. Nice to see you.
I'm here.
Thank you so much for taking the time again to talk with us. But we always also like to end our podcast with asking our guests if you have any questions that you would like to ask us. So either both of us or separately is fine as well.
Yeah, I do have a question. You know, we talked a lot about what I do. I want to hear more about your guys' goals. What are you guys up to? What are you looking to do for the next few years?
Wow.
World domination.
Exactly. No. You know what? We do our podcast, we do digital marketing for a bunch of clients. I think one of the things for us is really thinking about how do we impact more people's lives. So instead of stuff being about transactional work that we do, or that we've done in the past. It's more around, okay, number one, are we like really positively impacting the world and impacting people's lives? And are we helping clients that really kind of fit with what we do or our direction or our mindset?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny and interesting. Sorry, there's something in my eye. I don't know what's going on today. But, you know, we both had different businesses, and it's interesting because there's this thing that like people will say, or I know different mentors and coaches and stuff that I've had, who some of them won't even work with entrepreneurs until they've cycled, right? And what they mean by that is that you've actually gone through different trials and tribulations, or, you know, have gone through and had a business and built it up and, you know, sold it or lost it or whatever, right? There's no such thing as an overnight success. So Ed and I are in a good position, I guess, even though when we went through some of our things, you know, it didn't feel so great, where we almost have a bit of a clean slate on what direction we want to go. And my focus really, or our focus, I should say, is really getting back into, you know, helping entrepreneurs, like the people, maybe even who, yes, we have a skill set and connections to help people who are already there, but the people who were us at one time, right? And like, mm-hmm. you know, we're like, okay, you know, like that we can help. We've already walked that journey. So how are we going to help them get from point A to B to C to D or whatever, on some of those higher level 30, you know, strategically, right? We also are wanting to start doing more like masterminds and stuff and bringing that into our business, because it's affected our life hugely. Mm-hmm. Like we've gone to a lot of events and been a part of a lot of masterminds and coaching programs, and there really is nothing like it. I know that it's helped us catapult mm-hmm. ourselves forward, like years, I would say, as opposed to if we just tried to do it on our own or learn on our own. You know, there's power in being in a room with not just like-minded people, but people who can help you and genuinely mm-hmm. want to. I've always been about collaboration, not competition.
Yeah.
And I feel called to do more of that and forget about trying to help the people swimming away from us, if that makes sense. That's a good example. Right? So I don't know if that answers your question. I know it's very broad, but we're still building out exactly where we're wanting to go. Huge, huge, huge. Obviously, like I said, you know, self-education and learning. We're in a time now where you can really do anything that you want. You gotta be resourceful. That's the number one thing. Yeah. You don't have to have a bunch of money. You don't have to have crazy degrees, right? Mm-hmm. Like, honestly,
yeah.
And you're resourceful, there's a lot of opportunities. So,
and everything is moving so fast, right? When you think of certain types of advertising, you were talking about your interest in digital marketing, mm-hmm. and I just go back to thinking around like Google AdWords as an example, where the dashboard would change once every couple months, and now, if you're on an enterprise dashboard and looking at campaigns, it's refreshing every hour. It's like, there's a new instance of this software available. Please refresh your computer. So things are moving so fast that traditional education, by the time you build that curriculum, it's obsolete.
I think you have to stay on top of it, any market that you're in.
For sure.
And yeah, I don't know. And I'm just like, oh my God, there's so many people out there that have such great talents mm-hmm. and, you know, resources and we all have a message to share. And at the end of the day, I mean, most of us obviously want to make some sort of impact. That's what propels us forward, right? Yeah. So, you know, a lot of the conversation we had with you today, which is why I'm like a proud mama bear with you. I'm like, oh my God, he gets it, right? Like, community is huge.
Yes.
You know, we focused a lot the last couple of years globally on our connections. Mm-hmm. But one thing we haven't really been doing, to be honest, is is locally. We almost forgot about our own peeps here in Edmonton in Canada, right? So I'm like, we got to get more involved. I want to start doing more events in person, all that kind of stuff.
So, yeah. And that whole idea of like the tide rises all boats, there's a real power in getting people together. And you're probably realizing that, but a lot of people go through their life as an entrepreneur. They might be kind of solopreneur. They're doing their thing on their own. They're swimming upstream.
But you know,
they might feel a little like awkward, like they don't really fit in with everybody. But when you do find a tribe of people that think a lot alike, like you do, it brings a whole other level.
I also think one thing is, thanks for asking us a question. Now it's your show, Roman. but like, as we're talking about, this is good because we're like, you know, all the time, but like, one of the things when I think about building community and events and all that kind of stuff, you know, and teaching and all that, it's not just to me about targeting only entrepreneurs. Like, I think the beautiful balance is to also create that community and culture where there's a balance between obviously, you know, what the entrepreneur needs in the business, but that they also have a strong, team as well. Do you know what I mean? Inside, like, that's like my dream client or people that are going to be there. So you can bring your staff and they feel like they're part of it. You know, one thing that I always loved is when I worked for bosses who, or companies where I felt like I was a part of it. I wasn't just a number at the, you know what I mean? Like in the office where it's like, oh my gosh, like, because then what happens is like their vision becomes your vision, you know? So.
Well, I actually want to say something I really liked. I'm taking this course in university right now. One of the ones I really like about entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And so what the course taught us just recently was how there's been studies where if you take a group of people who are friends to work on a problem together, they will feel comfortable and they'll come up with a solution. Yeah. Now, if you take a group of people who never met each other, strangers, they'll work on the problem, feel very uncomfortable, feel insecure about their ability to solve the problem, but the results, the end results, are a lot better in a group with strangers. So what's really interesting is while that group of strangers feels uncertain about their ability to solve the problem, they end up performing better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, that's interesting. As you're saying that, we went to a business mastery in
Las Vegas
in August. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's Tony Robbins, like, I don't know if you know, like the business event, right? It's 5 days. And that's something that kind of a thing that we went through, like people were broken down into teams and then you had to basically come up with a business and do the marketing, everything. You didn't have a lot of instructions. And by the end of it, there are people who are, you know, oh, first, second, third place winner. And then obviously the team that did like the most horrible also gets pulled up and called out, right? But there's thousands of people there. And, you know, it's funny how it does work too, because I could feel exactly what you're talking about. Because it's like, okay, we're standing in a circle. You don't know anybody. And they're like, okay, who's going to be the CEO? And everyone like points to the guy in the suit, you know, well, he should have never been, but it's like, you'd learn all these things as you go through it. You take the emotion out of it too. And you're focusing on the problem to solve it. So I could see.
It's not the emotion. It's not the personal relationships, any pecking orders that exist or hangups or not feeling like you can open up. You're completely fresh and cold with people that you don't know. And
but
you
by
know
the
I mean?
End of it, like some people raised over like $100,000 in a matter of a couple days, right? But that's the power of, you know, focusing towards one thing in a short period of time. So,
but they're all strangers, right? Mm-hmm. Like nobody's really met each other before that event, and you have 5 days.
Yeah. Well. So. And I find like a lot of power in that, like community. The reason I like community so much is because, I mean, you can learn from a teacher, professor, coach. Mm-hmm. That's one type of learning. But another type of learning is where you're thrown into an environment with just people who know completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
diverse environment and being a part of it, you just end up grabbing a piece of knowledge from everyone. Absolutely. That you would have never learned yourself.
Yeah. But you also build relationships too, that you might not have otherwise. Mm-hmm. And you know, you'll grow together, right? As a person in business or whatever that is. And you've probably heard this saying before, but they say, like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that, because mm-hmm. it's like you don't always want to be listened to me acting like I'm the smartest one. I'm not, but I'm just saying, you know, like there's power in that, learning from each other and also supporting each other. So,
and ultimately elevating, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I love it. It's like my drug, actually.
I think that's it. That was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I just noticed you have like food on your face.
Do I? Probably shrapnel from a little 5-year-old who threw Kraft dinner at me.
It looks like he has like spaghetti slash on his chin.
It's Kraft dinner. Okay. Nice.
Can't see from here.
I'm good at dodging though.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't get in the forehead. I got it right here. It grazed.
So Roman, if our listeners or viewers want to get in touch with you or follow you, where should we be directing them?
They should be using LinkedIn to email me, to contact me. Instagram is also a good one. LinkedIn is the best one. That's where I'm always on LinkedIn. Instagram, I'm on and off.
Yeah.
And obviously email. Okay. Right. So they can just email me at myfirst.mylastname@gmail.com.
Nice.
Okay, perfect. So okay. We'll make sure to link that. And okay. Again, thank you for joining
yes,
us.
Yes, thank you.
It was a great conversation. I knew that it would be, and just keep doing what you're doing, and we would always welcome you back to the show anytime mm-hmm. to share more of what you're up to,
and we have our eye on you. Thank you. Bless you.
This is great. So much. I love getting involved with more stuff like this.
Okay.
Hey, if you like this episode, please go ahead and help us out and leave us a review. Of course, take a screenshot, share it with your friends. If you want to watch the video episode, make sure to check out our YouTube channel. You can find us by searching Krista and Ed. We would love for you to subscribe and show us some love on there, where we also share weekly mindset, marketing, and entrepreneurship tips.